This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Ruling parties agree on early endorsement of recently issued ordinances. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel and Pokhara Mayor Dhanraj Acharya sustained burn injuries during Pokhara visit year 2025 inauguration. Both receiving treatment at Kathmandu-based Kritipur Burn Hospital. Wildfire at Nishikola Rural Municipality in Baglung comes under control, and Hamas releases three more Israeli captives, Israel returning 369 Palestinians in sixth exchange of ceasefire. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of the ruling coalition have agreed to swiftly endorse the recently issued ordinances from both houses of the federal parliament. Home Minister Ramesh Lekha Kushir that the decision was made at a meeting held at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar today. The meeting also decided to speed up the process for endorsing the related bills. Home Minister Lekha Kushir that the ordinances will move forward based on the coalition parties' agreement, with replacement bills to follow after discussions with all parties. The leaders also reached a consensus with the Janata Samajwadi Party on the ordinances and discussed improving the effectiveness of the government activities. The coalition meeting was attended by Prime Minister and CPN-UML Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa, Janata Samajwadi Party Chairman Ashok Kumar Rai, Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party Chairman Mohant Thakur, Nagarik Unmukti Party Chairperson Ranjita Shrestha and other prominent leaders. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel and Pokhara Mayor Dhanraj Acharya are receiving treatment at Kathmandu-based Kirtipur Burn Hospital after sustaining burn injuries during the Visit Pokhara Year 2025 inauguration. Finance Minister Podel and Mayor Acharya sustained injuries when a firecracker spark ignited balloons they were releasing to inaugurate the event. Finance Minister Podel suffered burns on his hands and face, while Mayor Acharya sustained injury on his face. Both were initially treated at Pokhara West Gandaki Medical College and then transferred to Kritipur Burn Hospital. Doctors say they are out of danger. Earlier today, Finance Minister Podel attended the inauguration of the Rashtriya Banija Bank's Gandaki Provincial Office in Pokhara. On the occasion, the Finance Minister said the economy is gradually improving, emphasizing the government's focus on resolving economic issues of the country and promoting tourism through the Pokhara International Airport. The wildfires that broke out at Nishikola Rural Municipality 6 in Baglung District have been brought under control. Police Inspector Sunil Sharma Chilwal from the District Police Office Baglung confirmed that the fires, which had been raging in several community forests since Friday afternoon, were extinguished by this evening. Local residents and police worked together to put out the fires. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says his party's campaign for social justice, good governance and economic prosperity is gaining success. Inaugurating the Bagmati Gold Cup football tournament at Martyrs Memorial Stadium in Makwanpur today, Leader Dahal claimed that the nationwide campaign of his party has brought new hope and unity across the country. A vehicle carrying UN peacekeepers, including Major General Chuk Bahadur Dhakal of the Nepali Army, has been attacked in Beirut of Lebanon. According to the Nepali Army, Major General Dhakal was injured but is out of danger after being taken to a UN hospital. The UN interim force in Lebanon condemned the attack, urging the Lebanese government to investigate and take action. The Prime Minister of Lebanon and the Lebanese armed forces have also vowed to bring those responsible to justice. The District Forest Office in Parsa has begun using camera traps to monitor the growing tiger population in the district's collaborative forests. Division Forest Officer Manzoor Ahmed shared that Camera traps have been set up at 12 locations to track the movement and activities of tigers and leopards. The Division Forest Office says the initiative will aid in studying wildfire behaviors and help with future conservation efforts in the community forests. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हरेक दिनको लागि सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जहाँ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेटमा सब गर्नुहोस्
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Hamas has released 3 more Israeli captives in the Gaza Strip and the 6th such exchange following days of intense negotiations that threatened to undo the ceasefire. In return, Israel began returning 369 Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails on Saturday, most without any charges or convictions. According to Al Jazeera, it is the largest number of Palestinians to be freed since the beginning of the truce. More buses full of Palestinians pulled out of an Israeli prisoner in the Negev Desert heading towards Gaza. Most of the prisoners were arrested in Gaza and will be sent back to the besieged enclave. Footage showed a bus load of Palestinian prisoners from Afar prison arriving in Ramallah and the occupied West Bank, where they were met by relatives and cheering supporters. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for the creation of an army of Europe to guard against Russia, as he suggested the US may no longer come out to continent's aid rather. The BBC cited President Zelensky speaking at the Munich Security Conference as saying Ukraine would never accept deals made behind their bars without the involvement after US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed to start peace talks. On Saturday, leader Zelensky said the possibility of US might say no to Europe on an issue that threatens it could not be ruled out. In a speech on Friday, US Vice President J.D. Vance warned that Europe needed to step up in a big way on defense. 12 people were killed and 15 others injured when the bus carrying the pilgrims overturned in Pakistan's southern Sindh province on Saturday. According to Xinhua News Agency, the accident happened at the National Highway in Kharpur district of the province when the driver lost control of the vehicle due to overspeeding. The passengers were traveling from the eastern Punjab province to Sinwan city for a religious festival at a shrine. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy with chances of light snowfall at a few places in mountainous region across the country. The weather in the hilly region will remain partly cloudy to generally cloudy in Koshi, Bagmati and Sudarpasim provinces and partly cloudy to generally cloudy with chances of light rainfall at one or two places in Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpasim and Lumbini provinces. And the weather of the Tarai region across the nation will be partly cloudy to mainly fair. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling parties agree on early endorsement of recently issued ordinances. Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Pokhrel and Pokhara Mayor Dhanraj Acharya sustained burn injuries during Visit Pokhara Year 2025 inauguration, both receiving treatment at Kathmandu-based Kirtipur Burn Hospital. Wildfire at Nisikola Rural Municipality in Baglung comes under control, and Hamas releases 3 more Israeli captives, Israel returning 369 Palestinians in 6th exchange of ceasefire. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.